The Little Train of Lamure is a true architectural and technical feat that marked its era. In total, that's 143 structures on a 30-kilometre journey. The Pont et Chaussée, the public service civil engineering branch, is in charge of all the work. And it is the chief engineer, Marc Rivoire-Vicat, who will lead the construction site starting in 1882. The Pont et Chaussée accomplished the feat within 4 years. The track is proudly inaugurated 2 years later, on July 24th, 1888, in record time. The difference in altitude is significant between Saint-Georges-de-Commier and the Matezine Plateau. It's quite a climb, and the shortest path is not necessarily the most suitable for the train. To meet the constraints of the mountain, we choose a metric route, 1 meter wide, which allows tighter curves. It's good to know that in railway lingo, a curve is the equivalent of a turn. The result is a swerve with a ramp, that is, a slope, which is moderate. This allows the transportation of carriages full of coal from the plateau to the plain. But the problems don't stop there. Some points of the route are on the mountainside, so you better not be afraid of heights. This is the case of the passage of Rivoire called the Grande Balcony, whose cliff plunges straight into the waters of the stream 300 metres below. That's how high the Eiffel Tower is. But rest assured, since the construction of the Montenard Dam, this height has been reduced by half. It isn't enough to scare the engineers. Imagine, in the spring of 1883, the War Ministry agrees to send the French army's firearms. 100 cannon shots are fired at the wall from the opposite bank of the Drac. They cleared passageways, allowing the workmen to continue preparing the track. There was no turning back. We went as far as cutting the village of La Motte d'Aveillon in half, and even a house that was in the way. To this day, La Motte d'Aveillon remains the only village that the train passes through. The Little Train of Lamure is a testimony of the competence and skills of the men of the end of the 19th century. An architectural prowess, it will elicit admiration far beyond the borders of the Dauphiné.